Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 191 of Next Gen Radio. I am your host, Mike Ercolano, and with today's episode, I want to give you a quick weight loss tip that anybody and everybody should be adding into their program or into their daily habits and routines. Now, I've talked extensively in the past about how in order to lose weight, in order to burn fat, but more specifically just to lose weight in general, you need to be in a caloric deficit. And in order to be in a caloric deficit, that means that you are burning more calories than what you're consuming. So obviously the first part of that is burning more calories. Okay. Now, the ordinary regular person who lives a sedentary lifestyle can easily increase how many calories they burn every day just by adding in a 30-minute walk. Now, most of our listeners to the show already do exercise and work out, and the same advice applies to you. If you add a 30-minute walk in every single day, whether it's morning, afternoon, night, you could even break it up. You could do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes at night. Preferably, you want to do 30 minutes straight. That is ultimately the goal. But at the end of the day, it's about increasing the amount of calories you burn. Now, you are not going to be burning a ton of calories if you're just going out and you're going for a walk. This is not going to be the biggest game changer or going to make you lose those 30, 40 pounds if you're trying to lose that much weight. This is for those of you who are maybe plateaued or those of you who are just starting and you just by adding an additional 100, maybe 200 calories to your deficit, that will make a huge difference when it comes to weight loss. All right, when you're out walking, you're not going to be burning a ton. Like I said, a 30-minute walk for me, I burn about probably, you know, roughly 150 calories in that 30-minute walk. All right, so it's not anything that's a game changer, but if you are in a caloric deficit already, if you are in a slight deficit, that will give you that little bit extra. Or if you are not in a deficit and maybe you're 100 to 200 calories away from it, this is a way to do that. This is a much better way than trying to restrict your food. Now, of course, we got to watch what we eat. There's no such thing as outworking a bad diet, especially if we're just talking about adding walking in. You're never going to walk your way out of a bad diet. But if you are kind of plateauing or you're teetering on the edge and you can't figure out how to take the next step in your weight loss, adding a 30-minute walk every single day, Monday through Sunday, no days off. Your body can handle it. You're not going to be overtraining. You don't need rest days from walking. We are what's called a bipedal creature. We are supposed to be on our feet. We're supposed to be walking. This will absolutely help you take that either the first step or the next step in your weight loss journey. And again, we are not going to be burning a ton, but you do not need to be in a big significant caloric deficit to lose weight. I recommend and to be in about 100 to 200 calorie deficit. And again, I recommend doing that by increasing your activity and of course watching what you eat. You know, you don't want to be eating garbage and fast food all day and frozen processed crap and junk, and you know that's going to play a big part of it, of course. Okay, but if you just want to add an additional 30 minutes a day of walking, I will guarantee you, if you're in a caloric or if you're close to a caloric deficit and that pushes you over, it will help speed up your weight loss and it will help you take that next step. And on top of that, all the proven research and proven health benefits of doing cardiovascular activity, especially low intensity cardiovascular activity, is you know, obviously included in this. But if we're talking in the context of weight loss, moving a little bit more every day, doing that consistently is going to be a big game changer, especially if you're somebody who is either just starting out, like I said, or you're somebody who is pretty sedentary on most days, and this will help increase your overall activity. And if you are also somebody who is already doing well on your weight loss journey, or you're already strength training a lot, multiple days a week, 3 to 4 days a week, and you're kind of at your plateau, and you know summer's coming up, and it's going to be time to be in a bathing suit, or even just wearing less clothes than what I'm wearing now, is sweatshirt and sweatpants. You know, as we get into the summer, it's a little bit more revealing, and most people want to lose weight and burn fat and get that toned look, heading into summer. So if you're doing, everything else correctly, and, with your nutrition and your strength training and your sleep and your hydration and stress management, just simply adding 30 minutes of walking at a low pace, a slow and steady pace, nothing, you don't have to be getting your heart rate up. In fact, if you get your heart rate up too high, that's not really for this conversation, but doesn't really matter, but you do want to be walking. Running is a different exercise. Riding a bike is a different exercise. Going out for a walk every single day will give you that extra little bit that might help you lose those extra few pounds. So again, if you're just starting off in your weight loss journey, if you are somebody who is plateaued, or if you are already, exercising, but you spend, 3 days a week, 4 days a week in the gym, and the rest of the days sitting at your desk or on your couch, adding in some extra energy expenditure is going to be a big game changer for you to lose weight. That's it for today. Quick, short, simple episode, but it's definitely something that I've been thinking about. And, I know there's a lot of people, like I said, who are really interested in losing weight this time of year. And this is something that almost every single person can apply and start doing today and see actual real results from this activity. Again, as long as your nutrition's in check and you're doing a lot of other things. But if you're brand new to working out, the best way to start is by adding in a 30-minute walk every single day. 30 minutes minimum, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, I guess, maximum. But, there really isn't a max to walking. You're never going to, overtrain from walking. I mean, I guess if you go out and you go from zero to, walking 30,000 steps in a day, you might, get, some overtraining injuries, maybe knees and ankles, feet problems or something. But, in reality, walking is a pretty safe and effective exercise for almost every single person to do. So if you are looking for a weight loss tip, that's your weight loss tip for today. Go out and walk 30 minutes every single day. Do it in the morning. I prefer doing it fasted in the morning. I know there's a lot of debate around fasted walking or fasted LISS, which is low, which stands for low intensity, steady state cardio. But, whether you do it fasted, whether you do it fed, doesn't matter. Just burn those extra calories, just a little bit extra calories, and that will help get you over the edge. I am never one to be a proponent of, being in a caloric deficit because you exercise a lot. Like, I don't care about how many calories, generally speaking, I don't care about how many calories you burn while you're at the gym or while you're exercising. But for this particular context in this conversation, walking 30 minutes a day, minimum 30 minutes a day, will help you burn an additional 100 to 200 calories every day. And that may be what you need to get you over the edge for your weight loss journey. So that is it for today. Thank you for listening. Sorry for the late show being dropped, sorry for it being dropped later in the day. But I appreciate all of our listeners. And until our next episode, which will air on Tuesday, thank you and be well.